Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes, but it's the only thing that makes me feel alive. That's how girls react when their relationship ends. Oh, girl! And you know when all the girls come like,
don't worry, you don't need to, man. You're very hot girl summer.
Okay, so let me explain something so clearly for you to understand. Come a bit closer. Who likes my singing? Yay! So when it comes to relationships, it's a very weird one because as we know, especially in the Western world and society and all the youth of our ages, everyone's just fucked, okay? You either have like some childhood trauma, some like abandonment issues, some attachment style, some my ex broke my heart, you know, some I'm scared to get hurt, all this fucking shit, where not where you need to be, or insecurities, trauma, list goes on and on and on. And it's normal, it's understandable, it's human nature. I've always said so many times that I don't think I believe honestly that people should have gone through like years of self-development on themselves to even have the opportunity to date. That's the best way, because you are what you attract, and if you've done the work on yourself and you built yourself up, especially as a man, you expect that level, if not better, from a counterpart. And it always works out very well once you love yourself and you're fulfilled and you're genuinely satisfied and content and happy within. But we know that people never get to that stage, not even close, ever, even in a few years, let alone a whole fucking life. However, how society works, and especially in the Western world, is the guys that are low value, me, editors will put a photo there, maybe yourself from before, anyone, all of us as a whole, yeah. The guys that are low value, these little 18-year-old virgins, bitch boys, yeah, as I said, editors will put a photo there, maybe put another one here as well. That's how I looked about when I was probably around 18. I'm 26 now. I was a virgin, I was always a kind of okay socially, but I never got the girls I want, never got attention.
Dude, I think I had one kiss.
How many? I think I had like 2-3 kisses. I think, so I can't remember. So whatever, man was sexless and he would try and try and he couldn't get anything. But the guys that are low value here, by society, they get no girls, right? If you're low value as a guy, society reflects that, right? Who cares? Oh, this guy's got nothing to his name, you're a bitch boy, whatever. Okay, no pussy for you. But with girls, is the girls that are low value, maybe as a person, maybe as attributes, maybe as like personality, self-love, validation, done work on themselves, etc., can actually offer something in a relationship. They don't really get judged on that because they get judged on their beauty. And if they're hot, as we know, if they just got big tits, but their personality stinks and they're rude, obnoxious, so many guys would just put up with that. Think about it. Come a bit closer. Just have a think. If a girl just looks good and she's fucking smoking hot, but she's rude, she's insecure, she doesn't want the best for you, she's obnoxious, she's volatile, she's toxic. Even me now, and listen, I've done a lot of work on myself. No girl's going to come into my life and ever affect me again since 2020. It's been a long time. But there are like maybe one or two behaviours that I do a bit differently or kind of let go because she's hot and I want to just fuck. Because that ass was so fucking big and I just want to, I'll do anything just to fuck. And that's me being honest. So many guys, especially the scarcity mindset with the girl, has all these traits, will just let it slide. The girls that may have done no work on themselves but are seen as beautiful, because that's their currency in the market. For guys, it's like social status, money, protector, provide, dominance, assertive, you know, all these things that we said that takes years to achieve. These girls can still date these high value guys, or still be considered or seen by them, right? The guy may not take them seriously or whatever, but they're still like gonna go and meet them, maybe on a date. They're still gonna spend some time with them. They're still gonna fuck them because they look good. If you wanna get girls like this and transform your life today, join my school. Top link in the description below. Guys have to actually learn and understand. You're a game and all these pickup videos and all this shit. Like, they get a lot of views. Why? Because guys need to learn women in order to get women. Women don't need to learn men. Women just exist. They're just like this.
I like him.
They just exist and guys come to them. It's like they're just the gazelles. They just eat in the grass, like just innocent. And we're the lions and we're... We have to study them, we have to camouflage, and do all this shit, you understand? So, where I'm going with this, and to bring it full circle, is these women kind of get away with so much, and they believe they're on this par, like on this level par of like value they can offer to like a high value man or someone who's established and achieved all these things when taken years to get to that level. Editors will put that graph there again. As you can see, and I've always said it before, women from such a young age have so much higher value just because they're physically beautiful, and then it tells off. And men, it takes a lot of time to gain their value. By the point system, that young fucking 24-year-old is on the same level as that young, as that more established 34, 35-year-old man. Which is crazy because they're so many years apart. We obviously know who has the power in that situation. Power. It's women when they're young and men when they're older, because they call the shots. They're the one who's seen as the prize, who's desirable by society, right? We know that's what's rare is scarce, and what's scarce is valuable. A 35-year-old man who has all this shit together, money, status, etc., blah, 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 list goes on, is very rare, especially for that age group. So he's scarce, and he is by byproduct valuable. These women are getting into these relationships or dating these guys, and they're getting fucked over time and time and time and time and time again because they don't understand how men work. They don't understand the sacrifice that man took. They don't understand the timeline of men and how it's different to women. If you've never had a problem with dating and you've just existed and everything's been given to you, are you really gonna fucking make effort to change? Because it's just given to you, it's just easy. But these women don't understand it. And then they cry and do, loving can hurt sometimes, when they don't get their relationship or the outcome they want. Yeah, because they don't understand the game. For us, it's so fucking difficult at the start. No one wants us, we're lonely, we're alone, but we rise up. Because we're there and we're working for years. 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 fucking years in that mirror. Becoming the man that we truly want to become. And then our time in the sun comes. Any advice to any women watching this? Hi, if you think I'm sexy, shout me. They have to understand the game. Because men are forced to understand the game. And we get no results because we have to study women. Women... they don't get that. But any woman that does understand men and dating and how they operate and their mindset is very, very powerful and very dangerous, and can actually navigate the game to make sure she wins in her way.
Which is a loving relationship for a long time.
Loving and her. And they start crying. All the other hoes crying like, love it.
Must be nice. You got a man. Must be nice.
Shut up, man. Yeah, that's all I have to say. Any questions, let me know. Thank you so much.